Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen. God bless everyone. I preach it so that you can leave from my presence, leave from this conference call, leave from wherever I am, and go out and implement it, live it. So even now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you would anoint my mouth, anoint their ears to be receptive to your words, what you want to convey to them on today. We ask even now that we will be able to prove to you that we are not just hearers of your word, but we are doers also. For it doesn't mean just to hear that we are changed, but it's the action behind it that proves our fruit. And Lord, we thank you that even today we're going to become better, we're going to become pleasing, and we're going to be more model like you, because you make your likeness and in your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So for everyone that got their notes, go ahead, get your notes, get your pens, your paper, because it's going to go quickly. If you know anything about me, I always talk about having a spirit of excellence. It doesn't mean that we are perfect, not at all, because I am definitely, I'm like Apostle Paul, I'm the chief of sinners, but God has grace upon my life, and that's the only reason why I can do what I do. So it's because of this same situation that when I look at how God has made me and how there is just a whole nation and international nations of flawed individuals, I said, God, so since we're not perfect, what do we do? He said, I'm not looking for a perfect person, because I've searched the world, and that's why I had to send my son. So he said, I'm not looking for perfect people, but I'm looking for people who are going to put forth a perfect effort. And that's what thus it first out my model as well, of how God is not looking for perfect people, but he's looking for people who give a perfect effort. And that's where the spirit of excellence was birthed out, because in everything that I tried to do, doesn't matter in corresponding, it doesn't matter conversating, it doesn't matter while I'm preaching, it doesn't matter if I'm just filling out a card, I try and give it with the spirit of excellence at the best and the greatest capacity that I can give it. So I encourage people, whoever's around me, I always talk to them about a spirit of excellence. Don't just put something together. My mother taught me better than that. My mother talked to me and explained to me about having a spirit of excellence in whatever you do, because one thing is for sure, when you have a spirit of excellence, it definitely does change the atmosphere around you. When you have a spirit of excellence, people may not even remember verbatim what you've spoken about, but they will remember how you made them feel, and they will feel good, and they will remember you when you have a spirit of excellence, when you're able to operate at a higher quality. I love quality. I don't know about you, but I like quality things. People personally may not be able to, you know, hone in on my style. People try and figure me out and say, what is she like? What is her favorite color? I tell people all the time, you'll just waste your time, because I'm always evolving. I'm always seeking out new colors, colors that I never knew existed before, because they blended seven shades that I never knew could blend seven shades before, and textures and all types of fabrics. So I'm always evolving. So I'm never just, oh, my color's pink, and I will always love pink, and it's nothing but pink. Now, if that's you, that's wonderful. Embrace you. But for me, I'm always looking at quality, and if I find something that is of a higher quality and I like it, I will then put aside what I used to like and embrace the new thing that I like. I like quality. We were in a furniture store just yesterday, just looking at furniture, staying abreast on the latest designs and things that I like. I love wonderful furniture, and I was just looking at the quality. I love quality of packaging. I love quality of textures and fabrics. I just love quality. But even beyond the materialistic things, I love quality in people. And that's the biggest thing, especially being that we are in ministry. We are in the people business. And there are billions of and billions and millions and hundreds of thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of people. And if you are interacting, like General Andrew and myself, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, even per week, sometimes even a day, with how many inboxes and letters and mails and emails we get, it's important that you have a sharp discernment when you're dealing with people, because you only get a split second to discern what it is. That's why I tell people, yes, you can pray for the prophetic, you can pray for all these other gifts, but if you're going to pray for anything, pray for discernment, because you don't need to wait 7 days, 7 months, 7 years trying to figure out if this person has your best interest at heart. You need to be able to be so sharp in the spirit that even by looking at a picture but just a millisecond, the Lord will reveal their heart to you. And that's something that I sought the Lord for. I said, Lord, reveal the heart of everyone that I come in contact with so that I can guard my husband, guard my marriage, guard my ministry, guard myself, guard my family against those that wish to do evil upon me. And this is why a lot of people end up in so much trouble, because they don't know how to judge the spirit. They don't know how to discern. They don't know what to look for as far as quality in people. And that's something that I do, and I do it very well. Quality is so important to me, even in people. Quality for someone like me, I look for that. I look for the quality. And the quality that I'm going to talk to you about is integrity. There's many qualities that I could talk about that make up the human characteristic, but integrity is something that isn't taught on very, very much, I would say, in my opinion. And I've been around a long time, and I've been in different denominations and non-denomination settings, and I've heard some of the greatest people talk, but I don't hear this being taught strictly in the church. And this is the biggest, really, character flaw that will lead to being a messed up church. What would lead to being a messed up believer, quote-unquote believer, which will be being, as we say, false prophets and people that are out here to try and bring people astray and preach infected doctrine. It's because it all starts with the quality of integrity. When you have integrity, you'll see your life change. When you have integrity, you'll see that your life will become better and the quality of your life will improve as well. So I want people to even repeat after me. Everyone that can, repeat after me. Say, the seed for unending favor.
The seed for unending favor
is integrity.
Is integrity.
Amen. I'll repeat it for you again. The seed for unending favor is integrity. A lot of people don't understand the favor is so important. Let me tell you something. If I could choose, if God gave me an option, he said, April, do you want to deal in a currency of favor or in the currency of the U.S. American dollar? You know what I would choose? I said, thank you, Lord, for the U.S. American dollar, but I'm going to choose
favor.
Your favor. Because the currency of God, he works not in money. He works not in coin. He works not in gold and silver. He will bless his children with that, yes, but that's not his currency. Yeah. How God bestows his favor upon your life is through favor. You didn't know that. You all, let me break it down. If you know, if you want anything from God, healing, if you want anything from God, redemption, forgiveness, if you desire protection, prosperity, peace, promotion, all of that, it comes in the currency of favor. That's why he says, I'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. He said, I'll rain on you, but that's his selection to rain on you, because he favors you, because he's looking out for you. Even sometimes when you don't deserve, you know, they say a merited favor, that's basically a heightened amount of grace you don't deserve, because we do fail God every single day. We do fail God in our thoughts and maybe our quick reaction. Maybe we've spoken something. We fail him in some capacity. That's why when I repent, and I encourage other people, when you repent to the Lord, don't just say, Lord, if I've offended you, Holy Spirit, if I've offended you, Jesus, if I've offended you, Jehovah, say when I offended you. Because believe me, and we can, from the time you open up your eyes until the time you're getting ready to close them at night, I'm telling you, sometime throughout that moment of you being awake, you have offended the Holy Spirit, who is so easily offended because his spirit is so sensitive. So I want you to understand that you are not going to be perfect, not at all. But let's talk about the intangible characteristics, the things that you cannot change per se by going to the gym, the things you cannot change by changing your diet. It has to start with your mindset. And I want to challenge each and every one of you all to come up even in the characteristic of integrity, because why? I want you to have more favor. A lot of people, they look at our life, they look at our age, and they look at all that we've accomplished, and they say, how in the world did you do this? How does everything that you touch prosper? How does everything that you have really become blessed? And I tell people, it isn't anything for me, but I learned how to talk God's talk. I learned how to walk and activate some of the laws of the word, which is to activate and plant seeds for unending favor, which is to be integral. Whatever it takes, you must maintain integrity. Whatever it takes, you must maintain integrity. It is almost impossible to overcome any indiscretion, no matter how small it may seem. It will almost be impossible to overcome any indiscretion, no matter how small it may seem. But I'm telling you, it may seem, that's what I'm saying, it may seem, it may be almost impossible, because it makes, I'm telling you, when you're dealing with people, they may get you or want to get you out of your character. It may, or they may summon you to act unseemly. You may have a mouth upon you. You may be able to put the paws on them. But in all things, you must maintain your integrity, because this is what the enemy does. When the word of God has told us, even in the Old Testament, it says how your name, Solomon said that, how your name is far more precious than any rubies, than any riches. You know that your name is so important because your name is your reputation. Your reputation speaks of your integrity. No matter what, you're going to have a reputation. No matter what, you get to decide, though, what that reputation is. So this is why the generals, the boss prophets, this is why we are so prosperous in our ministry. Yeah, we get haters. We get people that want to make up lies. But I tell people all the time, I said, listen to them. I said, the only thing they have is probably to use our posts against us. Because the people that really know us and really have our number and that really talk to us, they already know that we don't have time to divvle and dabble in black magic. They know good and well we don't even speak that language. We don't even think about it. We don't even think that much of an individual to want to even cast spells upon them. This is why people run to us when they need healing, when they need some type of guidance. You know why? Because our integrity has been intact. Nobody can even talk about and produce unless they just make it up boldly. And by the time they make it up boldly, I believe God would just stop their heart before it comes to fruition. They can't even make and plagiarize something that had me or my husband in compromising conversation of a sexual content. They can't even talk about how we are in somebody else's inbox asking them certain things that are of an inappropriate matter. They can't even talk to anyone else to try and conjure up dirt. You know why? Because we try and maintain our integrity. You know why? Because as soon as we start dibbing and dabbing and unholiness and unrighteousness, that immediately cuts off our favor. And if we don't have the currency of favor, we don't eat. I just tell you the truth. There's a lot of people out here that come to us and they say, pray for my finances. They say, pray for my money. I don't know what's going on. And then I get to the nitty-gritty and the bottom of it, and I start thinking about how the real reason of how God can feed you, the real reason and the currency of how God can provide for you, how God can meet your needs and supply it and make it abundantly, exceedingly above all that you could ever ask or think, is because there's a currency of favor. So when you are lacking any provision, then I'm thinking, oh, your favor has been interrupted. That means there has been some breach of integrity in your life. Wow.
Amen.
Think about it like that.
Amen.
I don't care if it's as small as not paying your tithes. That's a breach in integrity. God asked you to be in covenant with him. When you don't pay your tithes, you are not integral to God. You think he's still going to just flourish all the favor over your life so that you can have abundance? I don't think so. That's a bad example to the ones that want to do right and are doing right. He's going to make an example of you. When you want to flow in the overflow, when you want to Deuteronomy 28:2, how the blessings of the Lord shall overtake you, and I mean really overtake you, like leave your jaw drop, lose your balance, fall on the floor because the blessings just keep rolling in by the mountainous and the big quantity. Just you look left, you look right, boom, here comes another seed, here comes another blessing, here comes another act of favor and kindness. Then there needs to be an unending favor. This is how General Andrew and myself operate. This is why we're so blessed. This is why we have almost close to 100 acres in several states across the U.S. and even abroad. This is why we're able to do full-time ministry without having to get up in the morning and fight traffic for 2 hours just to get to a job where you have to sit on your butt for 8 hours and be undervalued. This is why God has taken us and he's used us to bring so many people out of bondage, to bring so many people into their new season, to help activate their passion. You know why? Because he has favored us because of our integrity.
Amen.
When things got hard, we still paid our tithes. When things got hard, we still were being found praying. Matter of fact, when things got extremely hard, we didn't even sleep. We prayed throughout the night. I said, Satan, I'll add more hours of prayer before I take it back. Bring it on. And we would begin to start praying around 10 p.m. and wouldn't stop praying until 6 a.m. And the only reason we stopped is because I had to go to work. Right. But God said, my God, who this is my son and my daughter, whom I'm well pleased. They are made in my likeness and my image. They put their hands to the plow and they don't look back. I mean, and they're planting seeds of unending favor through their integrity. If they say that they're going to do something, they do it. We talked to God. We said, God, we're going to meet you at 4 a.m. How many times have you talked to God and said, okay, God, I'm a fast. Ooh, Lord, keep me on this fast. And then 45 minutes later, you eating and snacking on a Snickers bar. God looks at that. He said, I thought you told me that you were going to fast. Now you snacking on a Snickers bar at the vending machine. No integrity. Now, yes, you can ask for forgiveness, and yes, he will forgive you. But think about your behavior. Think about your pattern. Think about what he thinks about you. That's why I tell people, and I preached on it a few months ago now, that I talked about ask God what he thinks about you. See, a lot of people, they're afraid. They're cowards because they know they messed up. And they don't really want to hear what Jehovah has to say about them. But I said, how can I get better unless I know?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.